You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We have an interview with Flea Miller. Hey Flea, how's it going?
Hello, pretty good. Thank you for having me.
That is all good. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. So, your new single just came out. I think it was last week. Let the Water Hold Me Down. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to have that out into the world?
Pretty good. I was like, damn, I didn't want to release it as a single.
Oh, yeah.
I just kind of was like, I want everyone to hear this, so I'm going to do it. Because I don't know, I really like the song, and I spent a lot of time making it, so I thought, I'm not going to wait, I'm just going to do it now.
No, definitely. No,
yeah,
it is...
Pretty good, feeling pretty good, yeah.
No, it's such a tune. I have had it on repeat for the past week. I absolutely love it. So... You have been busy since, I think, the back end of, like, 2023, because you've been releasing, like, a ton of music since, like, October. And you put out, what is it, 4 standalone singles just this year?
Yeah, I think so, something around that.
Yeah, so I was just wondering, like, what made you decide that music was what you really wanted to go for? Because you seem very, very creative, and that, like, definitely shows in the stuff that you've been putting out, so...
Really? I don't know. when I was, like, really young, my dad got me guitar lessons, and I really didn't like music. I was like, nah, this sucks.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this. And then I was, like, kind of, like, 3 years ago, I was like, oh, damn, this is kind of fun. So I started, like, making really bad songs and uploading them onto, like, Bandcamp. That Bandcamp's not... like in the world like anymore, so that's gone. That's
covering the
gone.
Tracks, the digital footprint.
Yep. And then I don't know, I decided, I think early last year, I was like, damn, I gotta give it another try, and do it well. So I did, and it's been fun.
No, that's really awesome. And so, just off that, because, I mean, you said music wasn't really something that you really took by the realm and ran with, but you do seem to have a very strong, like, visual and sonic aesthetic. So, like, what is the process that goes into your songwriting and production?
It's always changing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes I'll write some poetry, like, on the bus, way to school or something, and then that poetry will turn into, like, a song, or I'll sit down with the guitar and I'll... you know, I'll come up with something, but usually I'll mess around until something, like, until, you know, oh, I like the way that sounds, or that lyric sounds cool, and then I'll work around it.
Yeah, no, that is definitely very cool, because just on the topic of, like, the lyrics, I feel like this song, more so than your older ones, this has a very distinct hook, I feel. Did that come about from anything, or...?
Honestly, I kind of just was, because I wrote the song, like, I think 2 days before a show I was playing.
Oh, yeah?
So I showed it to the band, and we all kind of got out, and then when we played it, I had no lyrics, I was making them up, and the only thing that kind of stuck was, I was kind of just, like, singing the main guitar bit, like, the, down, and then I was like, oh, let the water hold me down, I don't know, and then I kind of just stuck with it, so I don't know. There was no process behind it, I don't think.
Yeah, no, that sounds very cool. I feel like sometimes that's kind of you kind of get the best work when it just, like, comes to you in, like, a dream or in, like, an impulsive moment, and then you're like, oh, yeah, I'll just, like, take it and run with it. Well, you mentioned that you just, like, sometimes write stuff just on the school bus. We were talking about this before, and we were like, you're so young. Like, that's crazy. Because we noticed some of the posts on your Instagram, like, about the smoke-free rock quest, and...
Yeah.
Flea is only one of your projects, so how do you balance making music under Flea Miller, but also, I think, your other projects like Buzz and, what is it, the Subatomics? Did any of those, like, come about as a result of the Smoke-Free Rock Quest? Like, what's the story with those?
I don't know. Buzz was my first project.
Oh, awesome!
I like to say I'm not a part of it. I just, like, I stumbled into a practice, and then I picked up a guitar and then just started playing, and then I just kept showing up to practices.
So they couldn't get rid of you. You were just like, I'm here now.
I don't think they actually asked me to join. I've just been, you know. But, and I think Smoke-Free Rock Quest has given us all, you know, a chance to do something.
Yeah.
You know, it's always really good fun.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, and like with Buzz, right, like as we were doing RockQuest, I was I was making music with Subatomics. I still am, but just not as much, you know. Mm. And after RockQuest, I was like, okay, cool. Now I've got some time, I'm going to do the solo stuff. So that's how that all came out.
Yeah, no, that's super cool. So do you mainly stick to, writing just on the guitar and vocals, or do you have a hand in the, like, actual mixing and production?
I usually, for my solo stuff, I mix and I record everything myself.
Mm.
Like, I do all of it myself, except for, at the moment, with the Water Hold Me Down, I was hanging out with a really great friend of mine called Josh, and he has his own side project called Names Please and all this stuff.
Oh, cool.
Really, really cool stuff. You should all check it out.
But, yeah.
he is really into producing, and he's really, really good. So we were hanging out at a studio, and he said, I was like, let's record a song. I've got this song that I want to record. Let's do it. So he recorded the drum. He recorded the guitars, and then we kind of worked out, like, the drums and stuff together. Because I like doing the drum stuff, but like mixing the guitars, it's all him. All him.
Oh, so awesome. Good.
And then he gave it to me, and then I mixed everything from there.
Yeah, no, that's such a cool process. I feel like the collaboration definitely shows, like, it definitely has like a heavier sound. It's definitely like very, very polished, I'd say.
Thank you.
And just on that, there's one of the lyrics in one of your older songs. I don't quite remember the name, but it's definitely voicing strong opinions about the Smiths and Morrissey in particular.
Yeah.
Who were some of your influences?
I really, really like the 3Ds.
Oh, yes.
They're really cool.
Yeah.
I like GarageLand.
Mm.
I also really like... Hold up, I gotta pull this up, sorry. I'm on the spot here. It's really hard. I like a lot of Bob Dylan.
Yes.
And like Pine Grove.
Oh,
at
yeah.
The moment, I've been bumping a lot of Jack Bromwich.
Mm.
He's pretty cool. King Krull, Radiohead, all just the, you know, the basic stuff, you know, everyone's kind of, and The Cure. I like The Cure a lot.
Oh, yep.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's a good array. Good, like, vast variety of genre as well, I feel.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just to sort of wrap up, we did see on your single announcement that you had some more big announcements planned. So what is on the horizon or on the way for you?
Ooh, I'll announce it here. I've got a...
Oh, wait, oh my gosh, if you're allowed to say.
Yeah. Nah, it'll be fine. I got two things coming up in September.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a new single coming out on September 16th.
Oh, save the day.
Yeah, September 17th, actually.
Oh,
I don't mind. I was gonna announce it soon, but I really like this one. I think it's in the same field of Let the Water Hold Me Down, like, style-wise, you know what I mean? Genre-wise, but the second one, I'm not ready to announce that one yet. That's a hush-hush one.
Thank you so much for that insider information. That is very, very exciting.
No worries.
Well, we will queue up your new single, Let the Water Hold Me Down, which will come up next. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
So, this is the Friday Drive Show. Coming up next is Flea Miller, Let the Water Hold Me Down. Keep it locked on The One.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.